So when I went to China, it was 1997, and I was running a small technical writing company in my home in Southern California when I met somebody who had an English school in China, and he was looking for teachers. And I was 24 at the time, and it sounded like an adventure. And so I decided to go. And he really only gave me 2 days to decide and 2 weeks to make the move. So it was kind of sudden on my part. But I went, and I intended just to stay for a couple of months. But once I got there, I really fell in love with it. And it you know, that was 97, so it's been about 15 years. And there's a lot of opportunities that you get living in China, especially back at that time. So in addition to teaching English, I also worked with a educational research group and wrote a textbook for kids, and I ended up working in a software company. At one point, opened a business consulting company. And so a lot of different opportunities there. And I think one experience that was really pivotal for me in terms of writing a book about the life of China's migrants is I lived in a Chinese village for about a little less than a year. And that was in the south of China, where the people were mostly banana farmers. And it was up in the mountains. It was very beautiful. And someone had just taken me hiking for the day. And at the end of the day, the local people asked me, how did you like our village? And I said, oh, I love it here. And they said, oh, if you love it, you should really move here. And I don't know that they were actually serious, probably just being polite at the time. But I, you know, in my enthusiasm, I said, okay, I would love to. And so they were surprised, but they were also accommodating. And then about a month later, that's just what I did. I ended up living in this village. And it was the first time any foreigners had been to the village. And really quickly, I became something of the local tourist attraction. So people from surrounding villages would walk to see if it was really true that there was a foreigner living there. And they would stand outside my window and kind of look in at me and comment on what they were seeing. So that was a really interesting experience. And also, I think it really made me start to think about China's rapid development from the point of view of the peasant population and what it means for them. And from there, I moved to Xi'an, which was developing extremely quickly. It's in western China, and it was developing extremely quickly. And then I started to really feel like, in myself, I started to feel sort of dizzy from all of this rapid change. And I really started to think, you know, well, how do these migrants who come from the villages and have grown up in such a different kind of environment, how do they feel when they come to such a city that's changing so quickly? And that really formed the basis of the book.